Welcome, my fellow essential oil enthusiasts, to another episode of the Essential Oil Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Callie, and today we're going to dive deep into the captivating world of cardamom, a spice known for its culinary charm and also a very uplifting, warm, spicy aroma. As a distant cousin to our fiery friend, ginger, it's no surprise that this magnificent spice packs a punch not just for your taste buds, but also for your health. In today's episode, we're going to explore the beautiful uses of the queen of spices. So sit back and relax, and let's learn how cardamom can lighten your load when it comes to easy breathing and digestive support.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
My friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. To kick things off, let's delve into the aromatic world of cardamom by trying out a fun recipe that you can share with family and friends. If you're in the mood for a refreshing and healthy drink, why not whip up a batch of this delicious cardamom ginger smoothie? It is punchy. It's 1 cup of unsweetened almond milk, a frozen banana, 1 drop of CPTG cardamom essential oil. This is an oil that you can use internally. Be careful about that. Don't just get anything and use it. Make sure that the oil that you're using is for internal use. 1/2 teaspoon of freshly grated ginger, 1 handful of spinach, and 1 dash of honey. You're going to blend all these ingredients together, add ice, and you'll have a mouth-watering smoothie to enjoy that's also incredible for your digestive system. Now, feel free to tweak the ingredients as per your taste preferences, and you can find my recipe on my Insta feed and my Facebook feed. So I hope to see you there. We wanted to give a quick shout out to Beatrice Joe for their amazing review on our podcast. Thanks for the 5-star review. You said you binge listened to the whole thing. You're the best. Thank you so much for your support. The more you rate or review this podcast, the more people will listen to it. So thanks for sharing the love, the oil love. We love you guys. Okay, now let's talk about cardamom. Are you ready? All right, like mentioned, cardamom is a member of the ginger family. It's native to the luscious forests of Southeast Asia, although the oil that I use is from Guatemala, so it does grow in various parts of the world. This precious spice has also been cherished in ancient times, with records of its usage dating back over 4,000 years. Throughout history, different cultures have treasured cardamom for its therapeutic properties, and also as a symbol of prestige. Ancient Egyptians, for instance, used it in perfumes and also incense, while ancient Greeks and Romans employed it in its aromatic oils and ointments. Kind of cool, right? Now, for those of you who are familiar with cardamom used in cuisine, Middle Easterns, Indians, and North Africans love the flavor of cardamom, and they use it to flavor some of their most extravagant dishes and desserts. And many European countries, I've noticed, also use cardamom in their baking. I've had incredible cookies and cakes using this beautiful spice. Now, in modern time, cardamom remains a prized essential oil in aromatherapy for its respiratory support, digestive aid. Also, it's really soothing on the skin, you know, so if you have muscles that you need to just give a little extra TLC to, but you don't want it to be as maybe spicy as peppermint or wintergreen or spearmint, cardamom could be a really great choice. And it's also very relaxing. It has some incredibly relaxing emotional properties. And some fun facts about cardamom is It's one of the most expensive spices in the world after saffron and vanilla. And I've seen some people say that it's the top third, you know, it's in the top three. Others say it's in the top 10. Regardless, there is a consensus that it is one of the most expensive and most valuable spices in the world. The cardamom plants can actually grow up to 13 feet tall. And the essential oil is extracted from the seeds. And if you look at a cardamom plant, you'll actually notice it has these really interesting pod-looking things coming out of it. And they break open those pods, and that's where they actually get the precious seeds. And there are two main varieties of cardamom, green and black, and each has its very distinct flavor and aroma. Okay, my friends, if you have cardamom, here are my top three ways of using it. First off, digestive support. Here is a fun blend, easy blend that you can use. You chop it off with fractionated coconut oil and use as needed. But in a 10 ml roller bottle, you're going to combine 3 to 5 drops of cardamom with 3 to 5 drops of ginger and 3 to 5 drops of peppermint essential oil. You're going to apply this blend to your abdomen when experience digestive discomfort. And really, it just has a really mild, soothing effect. I love using cardamom as an alternative to, say, peppermint or wintergreen or spearmint, some of the more aggressive and punchy oils, because it just has a more mild, mild flavor to it, mild feel to it. So it's especially wonderful for children because it's so comforting, timid. it's not so out there. The second way that I love to use cardamom is for respiratory support. So for a natural decongestant with cardamom, you can mix 2 drops of cardamom, 2 drops of eucalyptus, and 2 drops of lemon essential oil in a bowl of steaming hot water. Maybe you put a mug in the microwave for a second, or you heat some water on the stove, put the hot water in a mug, put the oils in it, close your eyes because it can be a little much for the eyes. I like to drape a towel over my head and just inhale the aromatic steam to help just clear nasal passages and to really promote, like we mentioned, that easy breathing is wonderful for just helping clear up the airways. It's great. And lastly, the third way I love to use cardamom is in the diffuser. It's so beautiful. It really is very refreshing and invigorating. It can be used alone, although I love this particular recipe. And I was actually experimenting with different diffuser blends last night, and this particular blend is going to make your home smell fantastic. In fact, last night, as I was writing and cleaning up this episode for you at the end of a long day, I had my beautiful little kids in the room, 3 of them, and they were all on my bedroom floor, and we were watching a movie, but they weren't really watching it. They were coloring, and they were creating all of these cute little, you know, pieces of their own and showing them to me. And I said, okay, you guys, honest opinion, do you like this blend? And all 3 of them said, yes, they loved it. They loved it. They couldn't get enough of it. So it is 4 drops of cardamom, 4 drops of wild orange, and 2 drops of spearmint. And the combo is it's just happy. It really is. And thinking about it as I was sitting there inhaling it last night, I thought this will be a really full, really wonderful blend for mental fatigue, for overwhelm, and for any type of discouragement, for people that need to be reminded that, you know what, as hard as things get sometimes, perhaps life is always working in our favor. You know, perhaps there is plenty of good in the world and there's plenty of things to be hopeful for. And if we just kind of shift that focus and use our beautiful essential oils to remind us, things can go so much better. You know, as a certified life and wellness coach, I typically work and coach women, in particular entrepreneurial women, who are juggling a lot of responsibilities and they're trying to win at work and at home. And a lot of times they're just feeling overwhelmed. They want to, narrow their to-do lists and clarify their priorities and really only go after goals that really matter. I call this living soul synced, right? When you can distinguished using intuition and guidance to really figure out what really matters, you know, and what really doesn't in this life. So when we are working through feelings of overwhelm or frustration or anger, even codependent tendencies, blame or shame of self or others, I would definitely use cardamom on my chest, and my stomach, or in a diffuser. And again, add a little wild orange or spearmint. Oh my gosh. And that recipe is golden, my friends. And ironically, I've been getting a lot of requests to coach teenagers, which typically I don't do, although I love my teenagers. I typically have only coached women, entrepreneurial women, some men occasionally, but mostly women. And one of the requests I've been getting is, our people here, our younger adults have been in therapy for a long time, but we need a little more help in moving forward. And so if you're looking for a more integrative approach to manage stress and frustration resulting from life circumstances that a lot of times you feel are outside of your control, and you have that temptation to blame or to get mad or get frustrated with other people, you got to do something to disrupt that pattern. And so noticing your patterning, notice your rhythms, I feel like can really, really help. So ask yourself the question, you know, when during the week am I really susceptible to getting most frustrated or most overwhelmed or having a freak out, you know, or when during the day do I lose it? And something that you might not realize is that some things could be habitual or cyclical, right? So instead of, you know, judging yourself or shaming yourself or saying, oh, I'm so stupid, every Friday after work, I just lose it, you know, just notice the pattern, you know, journal the circumstances, see what's happening before or after, you know, what do you do? What's building until you lose it? Like, what's going on? And although this isn't going to fix or heal everything, sometimes it can just soften your life a little bit, soften the moment with a little self-care. And, you know, use cardamom for this. Place 2 to 3 drops on your palms, rub them together, place your hands up to your nose and inhale deeply. Just close your eyes and imagine, for instance, the waves of the sea. Think of nature just ebbing and flowing, and spend some time synchronizing your breath to the movement of gentle waves, just visualizing them. If you've ever stood on the shores of a beautiful beach, fortunately, I grew up in Hawaii, so the beach was 5 minutes away. I spent a majority of my childhood in the water or just sitting on the shore. There's something so relaxing about watching the waves as they ebb and flow. And cardamom, I feel like, would be such an incredible combination to just this calming practice of just closing your eyes and letting your breath ebb and flow with these imaginary waves in your mind. And if you just spend, you know, 5 to 10 minutes nurturing the nervous system, I promise you things will get easier and you'll be able to soften the blows, right, of life, especially those tumultuous storms that happen within us and then they just vomit all over people, right? If we can just notice those patterns, tuck them back in with love, I promise things can go so much better. Okay, you may have noticed that I shared quite a few blends and protocols during today's episode, but again, don't worry. I'll post these all on my Facebook and Instagram feeds. And I also want to share another really fun ancient cardamom honey dessert recipe with you for you to enjoy with things that you probably already have around the house. You're going to need honey, a teaspoon of ground cardamom, a drop of cardamom essential oil, and then a mixture of your favorite nuts, seeds, and dried fruits. And this is fairly easy to make, but I think it would be really fun to make it ahead of time and then just have it on the go because it's going to be a really great, more healthy snack for you. So first, you're going to warm the honey in a saucepan over low heat, add ground cardamom and cardamom essential oil, combine it really well, and then you're going to remove it from the heat, then add your nuts, seeds, dried fruits to your liking, and then mix until fully coated. Pour the mixture onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper and then just let it cool. And then once it's cool, you just break it up or cut it up into bite-sized pieces and enjoy your ancient cardamom honey dessert. Well, my friend, that's it for today's episode into the world of cardamom. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new, and I'll be back with another episode soon. So that you're in the loop, make sure you are subscribed and stay tuned. Until next time, breathe deep and let the benefits of essential oils lighten your load today. Remember how you can use it. And if you have any questions, head on over to CallieWilson.com. You'll learn more about essential oils. You'll learn about my favorite oils to get. You can snag that free wellness workshop that I offer as well. And yeah, let's be oil friends. It'll be fun.